Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana and I'm the fraud supervisor. May I please have the first and last name?
Deborah Deaver.
I do thank
you. D-E-B, last name Deaver.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
8134 Councilor Road, Manassas, Virginia, 20112.
And if we get disconnected, it's a good telephone number for you, 703-881-8157.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and it looks as though the email address is DDEVER, the number 3@gmail.com.
That is correct.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and I did locate an account. It looks as though for the eye serum as well as the skin cream. It looks as though it was initially ordered on March 26th, and you were charged $6.95 and $7.95 for shipping and handling. It looks as though the products were not returned, so as a result, you were billed for them.
Well, the problem is I never received the products. I did, so there's no trial basis. If you want to charge me for shipping them but cancel the order, I don't have it to send back or anything.
Yes, ma'am.
So I don't know what to do. I don't want to pay $100 and some for something I don't have.
Yes, ma'am. Being that we did, when it was initially ordered, and you were charged the shipping and handling fee, we did send you an email confirming that. And when you were charged the shipping and handling fee, the terms and conditions were agreed to. So if you're saying that you didn't receive it and you didn't contact us to inform us that you did not receive it, you would still be responsible for that because you agreed.
That's ridiculous. Well, what's your email? I'll look up it right now. What date was it sent?
Well, at this time, it wouldn't suffice because you're no longer within that trial period.
It doesn't. I want to know when you sent me the email.
The email was email was initially sent on March 26th.
Okay, and who is it from? What would I recognize as the topic?
Let me see the name of the product that you have. It would be the name of the product that you have.
Well, I don't have it. I don't know the name of the product I have.
The product that was ordered, it would have been the Allure.
I don't have it.
It would have been the Allure Hydration.
And I don't have anything. Okay, but I don't know what to say. This is ridiculous.
Well, we can process the 50% refund back on those charges, and we can get it shipped out to you because we do have confirmation from the United States Postal Service, which says that the product was delivered on March 31st. So you can contact them.
Please cancel everything. Cancel everything. Yes, I want to get confirmation. Everything is canceled. And I'll contact my credit card and fraud division on that.
Yes, ma'am. What happens is that's why you were transferred over to me, because we do work hand in hand with the credit or banks to see if the account
is not
fraudulent. So I said I can process a refund to your account, because if I were to contact your financial institution and if the information that they have matches what we have and we also have an IP address, then you would be responsible for any fees or fines or penalties assessed for filing a fraudulent claim. We're not saying that you're lying. We're not stating that you did order it. We can only go by what can be proven and verified in the system. And as of now, we have verified the complete account. So we can't go over and say that this is fraudulent. So now if I were to contact your financial institution and I ask them to verify your email or I ask them to verify your address, and if it's the same thing that what we have, they will also deem that it's not fraudulent. Yes, ma'am.
You're not hearing me. I talked to my credit company.
Okay. So did you file a dispute already?
I told them I wanted to talk to you first. I wanted to see if it, when it got shipped, how it got shipped, and tell you
okay.
I didn't get it.
Okay.
And cancel the order.
Okay.
I told them all that, and I said I'd call them back and have them dispute it.
Okay. Well, disputing a charge is not going to warrant a refund. It's just a provisional credit depending on the outcome of the investigation. And as
well,
I mentioned, everything has been verified. So what we can do is...
Then what, talk to the post office then. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, we wouldn't contact them. And you would have to contact them
well,
to see why they're saying that it was delivered.
Why
However,
should I pay for I don't have?
Well, what we can do is I can provide you with my manager's discount to make it a 75% refund, and that it gets
I'm not in for it. Do what you have to do. Just take the charges off. And if you need to prove it to me, prove it to me. I don't have a product to try.
What
I can't even tell you if I like it or not.
Yes, ma'am.
So please cancel everything. And charge me, if you're going to charge me, and then I'll dispute that maybe. I don't know. I have to see what my options are.
Your account is already canceled. You are already billed.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying that I can provide you with a refund to your account.
For how much?
It would be a 75% refund back on both of those charges.
But it's still money I don't have. I mean, it's still... money for a product I don't have.
We can reship the product out to you.
Well, if you want to give me a 75% and ship it out to me, that would be great. I want it canceled. I'm not going to buy it afterwards. I refuse now. No matter how good it is, I'm not going to buy it. It'd be nice to know that I don't know if it got delivered. I don't know who picked it up. It's me and my husband here. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
I'm processing the refund to your account.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ma'am, the refunds have been processed, and it will get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days. Now, I went ahead and classified your account as a fraudulent account, being that you're stating that you did not receive it. So what will happen is that I do have to tell you this as a disclaimer. Being that we issued you a full refund, and we don't have our product, so for insurance purposes, we do have to file charges. So we would be able to recoup any funds that we process to your account, being that you're stating that you never received it and it is a fraudulent charge. So once we do that, as I mentioned, we'll also reach out to your bank to make sure the IP address that we have in our system does not match what you have in your system. Now, if it does come back that the IP address does match, whatever fees or fines or penalties assessed with filing a fraudulent claim, our company would not be held accountable for that. So I do have to tell you that as a disclaimer. Your account has been canceled as well as it has been fully refunded for the $119.73 along with the $124.97. And we'll also contact, being that it's a fraud investigation, we'll also have to reach out to the Postal Service to see why they're providing us with information stating that the product was delivered when you're stating that it was never delivered to your home.
So are you saying I have two charges for two different products?
Yes, ma'am. You were charged for an eye serum and a face cream.
And the total was how much?
And as I mentioned, we processed the full refund for the $124.97 and the $119.73.
I know, but what was the total?
and it's $124.97 and it's $119.73. So you were charged two separate transactions.
$124.97 Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
And thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.